I will now read out this press statement on behalf of the members of the Security Council. Security Council members welcome the high-level launch of the International Support Group for Lebanon on September 25th by the UN Secretary General in coordination with the President of the Republic of Lebanon and the momentum generated through this and subsequent activities. Security Council members further welcomed the group's successful mobilization of support for Lebanon to address the country's humanitarian, security, and socio-economic needs. They encouraged continued efforts to rally support for Lebanon. Security Council members recalled previous resolutions and statements on Lebanon, in particular the presidential statement adopted on July 10, 2013, and expressed their deep concern at the impact of the crisis in Syria on Lebanon's stability. They appealed to all Lebanese people to preserve national unity in the face of attempts to undermine the country's stability and stressed the importance of all Lebanese parties to respect Lebanon's policy of disassociation and to refrain from any involvement in the Syrian crisis, consistent with their commitment in the Baghdad Declaration. Security Council members urged all parties in Lebanon to engage constructively to facilitate the formation of a government as soon as possible that respects Lebanon's democratic and constitutional principles, responds effectively to the many security, humanitarian, and development challenges facing Lebanon, and fulfills Lebanon's international obligations. That's the end of the press statement. Thank you.
On sort of 1701 question, if it's possible. Lebanon has said publicly that they had complained to the UN, and I'm not sure if it's to the Security Council or the Secretary General, about what they view as spying on the Israeli side of the line, that some facilities have been built along that they think violate, you know, their sovereign rights. During your month as president, have you received such a complaint from Lebanon, and what if anything would be done on it?
The Security Council members follow very closely the situation on the ground in Lebanon. And actually, during the consultations, members stressed that Resolution 1701 must be comprehensively implemented and that the sovereignty and airspace of Lebanon must be respected. And we just hope that things will improve in Lebanon so that the Lebanese people will live in peace and will take forward their country building. Thank you.
Mr. Ambassador, on a related question, part of the problem in Lebanon is the influx of so many Syrian refugees. And part of the influx is due to the fact they don't have enough to eat. Are you any closer to getting a humanitarian resolution on Syria?
Right. Yes. The council members are concerned over the situation caused by the influx of refugees into Lebanon. And indeed, this issue has been dealt with by the Security Council in the past, and also the International Support Group has been dealing with the difficulties faced by the people in Lebanon in coping with this enormous influx of refugees from the neighboring country. And also there have been support from the international community to the Lebanese government through international agencies with the situation on the ground. The Chinese government, for instance, has provided 24 million yuan RMB through international agencies such as the UNHCR and WFP to precisely help the refugees both inside Syria and also in Lebanon. So we just hope that the presidential statement issued by the Security Council, which is very important, which calls on the problems of the humanitarian issue be resolved. So we just hope that the various sides involved will attach importance to this presidential statement and will work to facilitate the resolution of the humanitarian problem caused by the refugees.
You're not going to turn the presidential statement into a resolution, as Luxembourg and Australia, I think, were pushing?
I think the council members are very much concerned that the humanitarian situation improve in the countries concerned. And the presidential statement coming from the Security Council is a very important document. It carries the collective wish of the council members for the humanitarian situation to be resolved. But the other side of the problem is, of course, the political solution of the Syrian crisis. And we are encouraged by what we have heard about the dates for the dialogue, the Geneva II conference, which is the 22nd of January. So it is highly important that all the parties work towards the solution of the Syrian crisis through negotiations in the Geneva II conference. I think the efforts of the international community must be focused on moving things towards a political solution in Geneva II conference. Thank you.
Mr. President, on a related matter, particularly related to Resolution 1701, the UNIFIL people tell us invariably that they're keeping tabs on all of the armaments that are all over Lebanon, and there's nothing going on there. On the other hand, Hezbollah repeatedly brags that they have tens of thousands of missiles of I don't know what size, and they're, of course, aimed southward at Israel. Has this come up, or are there any thoughts on this, particularly as regards to that being a violation of Resolution 1701?
The UNIFIL mission area has been more or less calm, and that's what we have heard from the relevant report. But of course, the situation in the entire Lebanon is a very complex situation, and it has been complex for many, many years. I think what we need to do now is to address the problems as they come up, and also to address the problems in ways that the people in Lebanon will benefit. And also we look forward to the formation of the government, to the internal political process, so that gradually things will calm down and there is a more lasting and wider peace and security in Lebanon. Thank you.
Can I ask you one on Somalia, Eritrea? If you don't, because I know that it was on the council's agenda, mm-hmm. and there's you know charcoal sanction violations, and there seems to be an issue of maybe normalizing or meeting with Eritrea. Can you just, as much as you can, given that it's a closed consultation, what's the trend both on Somalia and Eritrea in particular?
Mm-hmm. The council indeed dealt with this issue of charcoal ban this morning in the consultations. This has been a very important issue in Somalia and Eritrea Sanctions Committee, because we see that Al-Shabaab has been benefiting from the illegal charcoal trade, and the money has been used to recruit new people and to carry out its activities in Somalia and also in neighboring countries. So the council members are concerned over the violations of the charcoal ban and also indeed the arms embargo. There are efforts underway in the sanctions committee with the support of the council members to make arrangements so that the implementation of the relevant resolutions in terms of a charcoal ban would be more effective. Thank you.
Ambassador, American B-52s just entered the Chinese new defense zone. Can you say anything about that?
Oh, that was not discussed in the council this morning.
Bring it up in the council.
Thank you.
Can you talk about it in your national capacity, sir?
Well, it's natural. It's indeed the right of every country to defend its airspace and also to make sure that its territorial integrity, its sovereignty are safeguarded. This is a normal arrangement, and I think the spokesperson from the Defense Ministry of China has already made that very clear. I think you can check with that statement and find out why it is the right of China, and indeed it is a right for countries to make sure that its sovereignty and its airspace is safe. And it doesn't really change anything. Thank you.
But the U.S. has violated it, so...
Thank you.